We've had Sagir Brink, the former mayor of Tshwane, in the backstage. Sagir, thanks for being so patient, and apologies that Mr. Ginsburg's connectivity didn't work the way that it should. But you did see the R.W. Johnson clip, and I'm sure you must have afforded yourself a smile when he fully agreed that Action SA was being played by the elite of the ANC and the EFF. Do you see it the same way?
So, Alec, Herman Mashaba blew up a perfectly stable, functional coalition and handed control of Pretoria, the Tshwane Metro, to the ANC and the EFF. And I think quite rightly that characterization, well, it's not R.W. Johnson's, but I think the implication is clear. This is the Gauteng faction, the Alex Mafia faction of the ANC. And now, you know, in exchange for that brazen act of betrayal, they got the mayoral position. But the Action SA mayor sits with a majority of her MAKO coming from the ANC and the EFF. The ANC control key portfolios of finance and utility services. On the day that the Action SA mayor was elected, her ANC deputy, a chap by the name of Bonzo Modise, said to her in his council speech, his congratulatory speech, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we'll remove you like the previous guy. So indeed, you know, Herman Mashaba has created an enormous mess in Tshwane. He doesn't live here. He doesn't experience what will be the consequences, or he won't. But in order for him to justify this, he's had to come up with many stories. You know, the DA was arrogant. I am arrogant. But the man's never met me in my position as mayor. He said that we neglected townships. And yet, under my leadership, the city spent the most of our capital and operational budget in the townships. He's referred to the city's financial position, and yet his party was part of the government that devised a financial recovery plan, which at the end of our administration was starting to yield significant results. And now Tshwane is in the position of saying things like, in the next year, we want to pay off our Eskom debt. We want to reach revenue targets of $4 billion a month. Those objectives was built on work done by our government. I'm not sure if Herman Mashaba has been played or if he is just a cynical politician who, to save his party, to give them a new reason for existence, has decided to reposition themselves. But the implications are clear, and it's bad news for the voters of the Tshwane Metro.
I'd like you also just to give us your view on a comment that he made in an interview with Chris Stein this week, where he said that Joburg is in a far better position than Tshwane, that Joburg's better position than Tshwane. Joburg, however, can still be rescued, almost with the implication that you'd messed up Tshwane, because anybody who lives in Johannesburg or has visited it recently knows that it's not in a good state. Can you quantify for us differences perhaps between the two metros?
So let's talk about water, because water losses is quite a good indication of the state of your infrastructure. Joburg is now at 44-45% water losses. In other words, of all of the water that Joburg procures from Rand Water, they lose 44-45% in leaks, in illegal connections, in pipe bursts and so forth. Now, compared to Tshwane, that is atrocious. We've got a rate of 30%, which is still too high. But the state of decay of infrastructure in Johannesburg is absolutely next level. And you can hear it in the way that the mayor of Johannesburg and his predecessor, it doesn't seem to be much of a difference between the two, speak about their ambitions for the city. They don't say, we want to reach the following objectives. They say, the task of fixing the city is so overwhelming that people mustn't expect much. In fact, Alec, recently the mayor of Joburg said they are looking for proposals from members of the public of how to turn the city around. Now imagine that, the leader, an elected leader in government, asking the people who he is meant to serve, who he is meant to provide vision and direction to, what should we do to fix this mess? So no, Johannesburg is in a far worse position than Tshwane. Tshwane does have serious financial problems. We've never been in denial about that. Many of those problems were caused by the intervention of the ANC Gauteng government in the city. The city council was dissolved at the height of the COVID-19 lockdown. ANC provincial administrators took charge for an unprecedented period of 7 months and were only evicted by court order. And in that time, Tshwane turned from an operational surplus of over 200 million to an operational deficit in excess of 4 billion. What Mr. Mashaba has done is to take the team who was leading a financial recovery out of power and replace them with folks that have got absolutely no record of success in government. R.W. Johnson referred to the local elites, and that's exactly what is happening in Tshwane. I think they imagined, because the city's financial position is marginally better, that there now is some opportunity to benefit, especially in the run-up to ANC conference season. Regional conferences will be held in Gauteng next year. And anyone who has watched the Zondo Commission knows that the ANC's modus operandi is to use public resources to achieve party political ends. So Mashaba, I don't think much will be left of him at the next election. And so, you know, really, it's all about what do we do now to prevent a city like Tshwane, which is not nearly as bad as Johannesburg, from falling apart.
I had many conversations when Jacob Zuma was appointed president of South Africa with business leaders, and especially with his second term. And there was almost a despondency there of saying, well, we know he's corrupt, we know he's crooked, we know what's going on there, but we're just going to have to ride this one out. How long, if one takes that approach, businesses in Johannesburg and Tshwane take that approach, how long are they going to have to ride it out until perhaps there will be a return to some kind of rationality?
Well, 2026 is the next local government election, and that will be the reckoning for parties like Action SA. They did very well in 2021, better in Joburg than in Tshwane, but still they won about 19 seats in the city council in 2021, 19 of the 214, which gives them a significant power or a significant bargaining position. Now, if you were to project their 2024 general election results onto a local scenario, they would reduce from 19 seats to 6 seats. And I think they'll get even fewer seats in 2026. So there's the real chance of a consolidation of support around the bigger parties, well, in the DA in particular. MK was not a factor in 2021. It will probably be a factor in 2026. Marginal in Tshwane. I think they got about 3 or 4% in the general election. But, you know, if they achieve the same performance in 2026, it will weaken the ANC. It will fragment that vote. And I'm sure that the DA will consolidate from the feedback we're getting, folks telling me, we voted for Action SA last time, we regret it deeply, and we're going to back you in 2026. But Alec, on the upside, one of the things we did get right in Tshwane was to appoint a competent, professional, non-political top management. City manager Johan Mettler, who has got a great track record in Nelson Mandela Bay, and he brought in a team of people, and they were steadily changing the organizational culture. Now, I'm convinced that these folks will not sign off on rigged tenders, on blatant attempts at looting public coffers, and that places a bit of a check on the abuse of power by this ANC EFF Action SA a coalition. But let me just also say a little bit about water, because you spoke to R.W. Johnson about water. The key really is what he says. You have to spend as much capital as possible on infrastructure. But the question is, how do you get that money? How do you raise that money? And in Tshwane, we worked with National Treasury to devise a strategy, which we adopted in the past 2 months, to do three things in particular. First, you got to structure your water business in a separate unit. It doesn't need to be an entity. It doesn't need to have a separate board and so forth. But you need to hold dedicated officials responsible for the performance of your water operation. Secondly, you've got to ring fence a part of the income that you make from water. Remember, water is a trading service. In other words, you make a surplus on it, and that surplus is meant to allow you to generate savings and borrowings to roll out capital projects. And then lastly, you need separate financial statements for your water business. That will allow you, those reforms will allow you to bring in private sector partners. So you can say to company X or Y, you manage this part of the water network. If you can reduce distribution losses from 30% to 25%, that is a significant saving. Let's do a profit share on that, to say it in simple terms. And that's the way you're going to fix the infrastructure. You can try and persuade consumers to use less water. It's difficult when your government is not as effective as, for instance, in the city of Cape Town. And so reducing the wastage by municipalities is the only sure way of avoiding a water crisis. We have that in place in Tshwane. The new mayor doesn't seem to have much of an agenda of her own. She can either default to the ANC or she can try and stick to what we've devised. We've encouraged her to implement strategies like the water turnaround strategy. But let's see. Maybe they don't mess everything up in the 2 years it'll take to meet them at the ballot box.
Well, that's some hope on that side. Just from a personal perspective, there are people who reckon you could be the next leader of the Democratic Alliance. And if you're a politician, so clearly you have ambition, why are you staying in Tshwane when there would be a pretty good job for you in Cape Town in National Assembly?
Well, I suppose it's similar to why did you come here into the mess of Gauteng politics from a comfortable seat in Parliament? And to me, the personal motivation was I was part of that team in 2016. I was a member of the mayoral committee when Solim Semanga was the mayor of Tshwane. And we didn't have a majority and we struggled to carry through many of our decisions. And there was a great deal of disappointment. You know, the public voted for change and they expected that once you swap ANC mayor with a DA mayor, you have Cape Town, or basically a roadmap to get to Cape Town. And that didn't happen. And to me, it's really important to finish that initial mission of bringing change, of cleaning up the mess left by the ANC, of reconfiguring our politics. And you know, Alec, the key to the growth of the DA is in Gauteng. It's not in the Western Cape. We've maxed out our growth there, potentially. Well, yeah, we did grow in Khayelitsha and Guguletu at the last election. But the key to our growth is in Gauteng. And we have to show the people of Gauteng that we care, that we will fight for them. The city of Tshwane has got more DA voters than Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and the Northwest put together. So it is a really important place for the DA. It's the one place that we can become the biggest party and show that we can make a difference in government. And quite frankly, we were rudely interrupted, and I'm quite determined that we should finish what we did in the 18 months under my leadership.
It's Leah Brink, the former mayor of Tshwane, bringing us up to date on what's happening in that city.